Dear brothers and sisters, today I will be talking about some verses from the Quran and the Ahadith of Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, to encourage all of us to get involved and to be active and to be positive for election day, which is in this coming Tuesday. It's a duty upon us as a Muslims, as a believers, to activate our vote and to choose. I cannot enforce to choose anyone, but I have to explain. It's our duty in front of Allah to say yes for justice and to say no for injustice. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala explained in the Quran about the qualifications of believers. There is three conditions. If you have these three conditions, you will be a good believer. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, كنتم خير أمة أخرجت للناس تأمرون بالمعروف وتنهون عن المنكر وتؤمنون بالله. Allah says, you are the best nation, produce as an example for mankind. Allah chose us to be a good example for mankind. What is the qualifications that Allah asked for? You enjoying what is right and forbid what is wrong. These two conditions, to enjoy what is right. The second, to forbid what is wrong. And the third, to believe in Allah. If you have these three conditions, you will be a good believer. This is how Allah testify for you. And the hadith of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam has three different stages. An-Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, "Man ra'a minkum munkaran falyughayyirhu biyadihi." Whosoever among you sees an evil action, he must change it by his hand. فَمَنْ لَمْ يَسْتَطِعْ فَبِلِسَانِهِ. And he, if he cannot do so, and he must change it by his tongue, to speak out, to change by your hand, to take action. And voting is an action. By the way, when you go to vote, you will choose, you will sign for yes or no by your hand. And this is the correct understanding. Unfortunately, we have some brothers and sisters, they disagree with the condition. They said, it's not an Islamic way to participate. And this is wrong. This is incorrect understanding. You know why? Because we have to learn from our history, Islamic history. In early Islam, Prophet Muhammad sent his companions to Ethiopia because there is a just king over there, Malikun Adil. يقال له النجاشي. His name is النجاشي. And he sent his companions over there because they can live with the justice. No one will attack them. And this is our situation here today. We have the constitution, just constitution. And we have free will to say yes for justice and to say no for injustice. If you are able to change by your hand, do it. If you are able to go to say yes for anyone that you wish, it's okay, it's fine. We are not enforcing a certain person, but it's our duty to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to change the environment that you live in. And if you are not able to make it by your hand, make it by your tongue to speak out. If the person is not able to change by his tongue, what should he do after that? To change by his heart. And this is the lowest level of faith, like Prophet Muhammad mentioned. To hate the action. To say, oh Allah, this is bad action. You don't like, and I don't like too. And no one will figure out if you do like it or not, except yourself and Allah, Almighty Allah. And this is the situation. If you are in power and you have the authority to change by your hand, you cannot move to other stage and to say, I will speak out on. No, it will not be accepted from you as an individual. You have to change by the tool that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave you. If you are in authority, you can change by your hand. You have to change by your hand. If you are not able to change by the hand, you are able to move to the second stage, which is to change by your tongue. But we cannot remain silent. Our big problem is, most of us, we came from different backgrounds. And we still hold in our thought about the government, about police officers. And this is wrong. We have to change our mind. We have to fit in the society that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala chose us to be in. And this is the point. When we look at the Quran, how Quran taught us to be very active and to get involved When we look at Sayyidina Ibrahim, how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put him in so many trials and so many tests, and he passed. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala testified for him that he passed all the trials and the difficulties that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put in front of him. And what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala testified for him? وَإِذِ ابْتَلَى إِبْرَاهِيمَ رَبُّهُ بِكَلِمَاتٍ فَأَتَمَّهُنْ. He passed. And he never ever missed a chance to tell his people that they are doing wrong, directly or indirectly. When we read in Surah Al-An'am, the chapter of the cattle, when he was talking to his people about God, and he started with the star. When he saw the star on the sky, he said, "This is my Lord." But later on, he said, "No, the Lord supposed remain to help his servants, but the star disappeared." You know, we have to learn from the Quran. And after a while, he saw the moon and he said, "This is my Lord." After the moon disappeared, what happened? He said, "It should not be a Lord." And when he saw the sun, said, "This is much, much bigger. This is my Lord." He did not say it for a statement, but he said it to just walk with his people in his society, to let them agree with him in the end. And this is the situation. I had discussion with one brother, and he is, you know, he disagree with the situation. We should not get involved in this because we are not in the Muslim countries. Subhanallah. Yeah, we have to say Alhamdulillah wa shukrulillah that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala choose us to have very easy life here. The idea is, when we have a chance to speak out, and we gave up, and we did not take this opportunity, we will be responsible. And in some cases, we will be a sinner, because we did not take advantage of the opportunities that Allah gave us. When we look at the Quran also, we have a story, the people of the Saturday, Ashab al-Sabt, they were divided into three different groups. One of them, they did the mistakes. And a second group, they were advising the one who did mistakes. And the third group, they chose to take a corner away and just to remain silent and to say, "We have no relation with this society." And Allah mentioned only the two groups in this case. And Allah neglected the third group because they have nothing to do. I'm afraid for some brothers and brothers or sisters, Muslim brothers or sisters, who choose to be away, who choose to take a corner away to say, "I have no relation with this society, I cannot do anything." I'm afraid in the day of judgment, he will be neglected too. Allah mentioned, or Allah talked about two groups, the one who did mistakes and the one who advised them. وَإِذْ قَالَتْ أُمَّةٌ لِمَ تَعِظُونَ قَوْمًا إِلَّهُ مُهْلِكُهُمْ أَوْ مُعَذِّبُهُمْ عَذَابًا شَدِيدًا. When some people says, "Why you have to advise the nation or the group that Allah will destroy them anyway, or Allah will punish them anyway?" And they respond to them to say, "قَالُوا مَعْذِرَةً إِلَىٰ رَبِّكُمْ." We try to find our excuse in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the day of judgment. And this is the idea. "قَالُوا مَعْذِرَةً إِلَىٰ رَبِّكُمْ وَلَعَلَّهُمْ يَرْجِعُونَ." Perhaps they might come back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala they might quit making bad actions. And this is the idea. When we have a chance, when Allah gave us ability, when we become a citizen, when we pay taxes, and we have right to say go, to say yes for good and no for bad. We have to say yes or support justice and to say no for injustice. And this is our right. No one can force us to support any opinion as long as we have free will to say our opinion. And this is my point for my brothers and sisters today. We have election day. It's coming very soon. You have to find your way. You have to find a time in your schedule. It's your duty in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There is no excuse for any single Muslim, male or female. There is no excuse at all. Unless if you have excuse between you and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you know, find your way out. But what I can see from the Quran, from the ahadith of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, from the actions of the companions even after Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, passed away. How about the first Khalifa in Islam? How he was elected? Did the companions did wrong? Did they make wrong after Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam passed away when they elected Sayyidina Abu Bakr as-Siddiq by representative of Muslims? Did they make wrong? And the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam testified for them. They are the best among the best. And also for Sayyidina Yusuf, Joseph, peace be upon him, how he nominated himself to be in charge, to be minister of Egypt, in the godless, godless society. He didn't say, they are disbelievers, I should not support them, I should not help them out. No, he did not take a corner and stay away from the situation. We have to be in the situation. We have to be in the society and change the society as much as we could. This is my point. I hope that my point went out clearly for all of us. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala help all of us out to stay firm in our religion and to support our religion and to support justice and to say no for injustice. Allahumma ameen. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم فاستغفروه يغفر لكم. الحمد لله وحده والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا إلى يوم الدين. ثم أما بعد، أيها الأحبة في الله، تحدثت إليكم في الخطبة الأولى حول واجب التصويت في الانتخابات. نحن نعيش في هذه الولاية، ولاية ميشيغان، نحن نعيش في هذه البلاد في أمريكا، عندنا حقوق. طالما أننا أصبحنا أمريكيين وندفع الضرائب، من حقنا أن نختار من يمثلنا ومن يدافع عنا ويدافع عن حقوقنا. للأسف الشديد، هناك بعض المسلمين من يعتقد أن المشاركة في الانتخابات حرام. لماذا؟ يقولون لأننا نعيش في بلد غير إسلامي ونعيش في بلد كافرة، فلا يجوز لنا أن نشارك في هذه الانتخابات. لكن القرآن علمنا غير ذلك. القرآن علمنا ووصفنا بأننا خير أمة أخرجت للناس. قال الله تعالى: كنتم خير أمة أخرجت للناس. ما هي الشروط التي تجعلنا خير أمة أخرجت للناس؟ تأمرون بالمعروف وتنهون عن المنكر وتؤمنون بالله. فلو أننا لم نأمر بمعروف ولم ننهى عن منكر ولم نؤمن بالله فلم نحظى بالخيرية التي اختارها الله عز وجل لنا. وإن فرطنا في شرط واحد فلم نصل إلى الخيرية أو المنزلة التي أرادها الله لنا. فيجب علينا أن نأمر بمعروف وأن ننهى عن منكر وأن نؤمن بالله. والنبي صلى الله عليه وسلم أخبرنا في الحديث الصحيح في صحيح مسلم: من رأى منكم منكرا فليغير بيده، فإن لم يستطع فبلسانه، فإن لم يستطع فبقلبه، وذلك أضعف الإيمان. التغيير باليد لمن عنده الإمكانية، وكثير من الناس يفهمون التغيير باليد هو أن تضرب الآخرين بيدك لتغير، وهذا فهم غير صحيح. الانتخابات ماذا تفعل فيها؟ أنت تختار بين شخص وآخر، تختار في تمرير قانون أو غير ذلك، فأنت تؤشر بيدك، تكتب، هذا من باب التغيير باليد. فمن عنده الإمكانية أن يغير بيده فلا يجوز له أن ينتقل إلى التغيير باللسان، لأنه لم يفقد الشرط الذي جعله النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم حتى يذهب إلى المرحلة التي بعدها. فالذي عنده الجنسية وعنده الصوت الانتخابي فلا يجوز له أن ينتقل من مرحلة التغيير باليد إلى مرحلة التغيير باللسان، لأنه ليس معذورا في التغيير باليد. ما الذي يمنعه؟ الذي يمنعه أن يذهب إلى مكان الانتخاب، انتخب ما شئت، هذه ليست قضيتنا، المهم أن نفعل وجودنا في هذه البلاد، أن تتكلم، تدافع عن الحق وتدافع عن العدل، وأن ترفض الظلم، هذا ما نريد. فلو أننا تعاملنا بالمنطق الذي تربينا عليه في بلادنا ما استطعنا أن نغير شيئا، ولم يكن لنا صوت، لم يسمعنا أحد بعد ذلك. فإذا أعطانا الله الفرصة أن نختار وأن نقول هذا صواب وهذا خطأ، والدستور يدعم ذلك ويقوي ذلك ويحث الناخبين على ذلك، فلماذا نرفض أمرا جعله الله لنا وسيلة كي نعيش آمنين مطمئنين في هذه البلاد، ونحن اخترنا أن نكون هنا، اخترنا، لم يجبرنا أحد أن نأتي إلى هذه البلاد. كان من الممكن أن تذهب إلى دولة أخرى، لكن اخترت أن تأتي إلى هنا، فلا بد أن تكون فعال، لا بد أن تكون إيجابي، لا بد أن يكون عندك منطق التغيير من الأسوأ إلى الأحسن ومن الحسن إلى الأفضل دائما. فإن استطعت أن تغير بيدك فافعل، فإن لم تستطع فافعل بلسانك. معناها لا تستطيع أن تسكت وتقول غيري سيتكلم، أين واجبك أنت؟ تأمرون بالمعروف وتنهون عن المنكر. حينما ترى شيئا غير صحيح لماذا تسكت؟ كل هذا لا يجوز، هذا غير صحيح، افصح بلسانك. فإن لم تستطع باللسان، إن كانت عندك ظروف معينة لا تستطع حتى أن تقول بلسانك، فأقل الدرجات أن تنكر بقلبك. لو هناك وضع غير صحيح وأنت ما استطعت أن تغير بيدك ولا بلسانك، فلا يجوز لك أن تسكت وحسب، ينبغي عليك أن تنكر بقلبك، والله يعلم ما في السرائر. لا يجوز لك أن تسكت وتقول لا أستطيع الكلام، ليس لك عذر،
أن تسكت بغير إنكار، تقول اللهم إن هذا منكر حينما ترى منكر حواليك، إن استطعت أن تغير بيدك فافعل، إن استطعت أن تغير بلسانك فافعل، إن لم تستطع أن تفعل الاثنتين الأولين فيجب عليك أن تغير بقلبك، تقول اللهم إن هذا منكر لا ترضاه وأنا لا أرضاه. القرآن ضرب لنا المثل بيوسف عليه السلام، كان في بلد كافرة ملحدة، حتى كانوا يعبدون فرعون أو كانوا يعبدون عزيزه آنذاك، ولم يقل هؤلاء كفرة، أنا لا يجوز لي أن أشارك معهم ولا حتى أن أقدم لهم الخدمات، هذا مفهوم القرآن. إن استطعت أن تفعل شيئا لمسلم أو لغير مسلم فلا تتردد، إنما تفعله لوجه الله سبحانه، وإنما تنتظر الأجر والثواب من الله وحده، إن كان فهمك غير ذلك فعملك غير صحيح. سيدنا يوسف قدم نفسه ليخرج مصر من معضلة كبيرة، من فاقة عظيمة آنذاك، وقد فعلها، قال اجعلني على خزائن الأرض إني قوي، إني عليم، إني أمين، إني حفيظ عليم. سبحان الله، أين المسلمون اليوم؟ عندنا من المسلمين من هم أكفاء، عندنا من الأطباء أعداد لا تحصى ولا تعد، عندنا من المهندسين، عندنا من التجار، عندنا من we have a lot of professionals Muslims and why we do not really take advantage to change the environment? What is the excuse that we have in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? And just I will repeat it again and again and again, it's our duty in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to active your vote and to choose the one who will represent you or represented your status and your cases. This is my suggestion. Find your way this coming Tuesday and go to say yes or no, it's your opinion. This is up to you. But you cannot hesitate and to say, I will not participate because this is not Islamic country. And this is my responsibility to explain for all of you. And you are the decision maker. You will do your decision according to your understanding of your religion. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala help all of us out. To stay firm in our religion and to be a role models in our religion. نسأله جل وعلا أن يبصرنا بعيوبنا وأن يجعلنا ممن يستمعون القول فيتبعون أحسن. اللهم إنا نسألك يا رب يا ذا الجلال والإكرام ويا ذا العزة التي لا ترام، نسألك أن تجعل جمعنا هذا جمعا مرحوما، واجعل تفرقنا من بعده معصوما، ولا تجعل فينا ولا بيننا ولا حوالينا شقيا ولا محروما، برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين. اللهم دبر لنا فإننا لا نحسن التدبير، اللهم امكر لنا ولا تمكر بنا رحيم، اللهم اختر لنا خير الأمور وأحسن الأمور برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين. اللهم اجعلنا ممن ينفعون الناس، واجعلنا ممن يخدمون الناس، واجعل ذلك خالصا لوجهك الكريم برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين. أقول قبل هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم، وجزاكم الله خيرا، وأقيم الصلاة.
الله أكبر الله أكبر، أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله، أشهد أن محمد رسول الله. حي على الصلاة، حي على الفلاح، قد قامت الصلاة، قد قامت الصلاة. الله أكبر الله أكبر، لا إله إلا الله.
استووا.
تراصوا واعتدلوا. الله أكبر. الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين.
آمين.
سبح اسم ربك الأعلى الذي خلق فسوى والذي قدر فهدى والذي أخرج المرعى فجعله غثاء أحوى سنقرئك فلا تنسى إلا ما شاء الله إنه يعلم الجهر وما يخفى ونيسرك لليسرى فذكر إن نفعت الذكرى سيذكر من يخشى ويتجنبها الأشقى ويتجنبها الأشقى الذي يصلى النار الكبرى ثم لا يموت فيها ولا يحيا. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمدا. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. بسم الله. الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. قد أفلح من تزكى وذكر اسم ربه فصلى بل تؤثرون الحياة الدنيا والآخرة خير وأبقى إن هذا لفي الصحف الأولى
صحف إبراهيم وموسى. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر.
السلام عليكم.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Very quick announcement, brothers and sisters. One, we have outside a state representative who are running for an office for the government. It is the primary. It is Tuesday, the 7th of August. Make sure if you are an American citizen, you are above 18 years old or older, and you are a registered voter, not to forget to cast your vote. It's important that you cast your vote, as Imam Morsi mentioned. We have a brother, Abdullah, is running as a Democratic government, and we have another gentleman, Fred Wooden, who is a friend of our community. He has a table over there outside if you have any questions. Secondly, don't forget, if you are out of town, absenteeism voter, you can go to the www.governmentmichigan.gov and you can pass your vote as absentee ballot, right?
Absentee.
Yep. The other thing is we can have next week at the 11th and the 12th a garage sale, like yard sale in the parking lot. We have Sister Nurallah who's in charge of it. And if you have any questions, please see Sister Nurallah, see Sister Deb McGee, or see me. This way we can give the information to Sister Nurallah. This way you can reserve a table. It is the 11th and 12th of August, and it is from 9 o'clock until 6 o'clock. Each table, the cost is a donation of $10 towards the masjid, and there is a percentage also goes to the masjid for hosting it in our yard. The Islamic school, brother and sister, is near, and we need you to register your kids. It is the last chance. I know the brother and sisters for the school are working very, very hard, being able to get the school started in September, but we need you to commit. If you have a kid who is 4 years old or 5 years old, please see Dr. Malik, see one of our brothers or Sister Debbie and or Ali Madin or Brother Muhammad Sanna or myself or the Imam. We would like to see more the students attending the Islamic school. Jazakumullah khairan.